was quite the scene.
And it started with people showing up, whether they were looking for loved ones or just hearing about the activity. And then that's when things escalated. So people were yelling at the Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol agents had what we call less than lethal options, meaning they had what appeared to be pepper balls. They had the smoke bombs. Then they also had some of the gas irritants.
With the tens of billions of dollars directed to ICE in the recently passed spending bill, the agency is now among the highest budgeted federal agencies. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya-Galvez reports on just what the agency plans to spend all that money on.
It is getting, through this law, $45 billion just to bolster and expand its already sprawling detention system to hold individuals awaiting deportation. That money could allow the agency to detain more than 100,000 detainees at any given time. And just to put it in perspective, ICE right now is holding about 58,000 detainees, so the money would almost double the detention capacity.
Treacherous conditions, dangerous terrain, even rattlesnakes. They're all slowing the process of finding the more than 170 people missing in those deadly Texas floods. The story from KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox.
We're talking about debris piles 20, 30 feet high.
That's Fredericksburg, Texas Fire Marshal Reagan Rapke. He's leading a team of 300 responders combing through an 8-mile stretch of the Guadalupe River near Ingram.
I can't tell you how long we'll be here, but it is a slow, methodical process.
Much of the searching done by hand. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Will President Trump's threatened new tariffs on several countries affect what's on store shelves here in the U.S.? CBS's Jolene Kent spoke with the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, Jean Soroka.
As uncertainty lingers, U.S. companies that export are losing business.
Traditional overseas trading partners are making other arrangements with newer and different trading countries.
Where are they going?
Brazil for soybeans, Australia for almonds and walnuts. The landscape of global trade is changing right before our eyes.
Changes that are leaving American businesses and shoppers in limbo.
The Italian company Ferrero is buying the century-old cereal king Kellogg for a little more than $3 billion. Kellogg makes Fruit Loops, Special K, Frosted Flakes, and Rice Krispies, among others. It has been struggling with falling cereal consumption in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings. For next level laundry.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A new report from the UN says millions of people will die of AIDS by the end of the decade if the Trump administration doesn't reverse its foreign aid cuts.
The $4 billion the U.S. had pledged for this year alone disappeared virtually overnight when President Trump ordered the suspension of all foreign aid. U.S. funding and investment helped reduce the number of AIDS deaths to a 3-decade low. But the new report says that if the funding isn't restored, the world will see more than 4 million AIDS-related deaths and 6 million more HIV infections by 2029. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The U.S. has closed its southern border to livestock imports again, saying that a flesh-eating parasite has moved further north in Mexico than previously known. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum suggested the U.S. is exaggerating the threat to its beef industry. The pest is the New World screwworm fly. Females lay eggs in the wounds of warm-blooded animals. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Between now and Saturday,
Saturday, concerns with heavy rainfall with showers and storms in our forecast. We'll see that in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies and upper 60s, a light southeast breeze. Showers and storms Friday, and highs reaching the mid 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Town. over bridge of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get off me, the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us. sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Desire. windy has stormy eyes. A flash at the sound of lies. And windy has wings to fly.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
we
little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Sofa on a Sunday.
precious love with me for
sure. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump will travel to Kerr County, Texas today to see firsthand the devastation the flooding has wrought there. In the town of Kerrville, he will see veterans stepping up to help in the flood recovery effort. State Representative Josie Garcia is coordinating operations at the site.
We have dogs that are hitting on certain debris piles along the river, but these debris piles are up to 10 to 15 feet high. It's like a cement structure. Right now, we really need chainsaw blades. We need replacements.
The president is expected to arrive in Texas at noon local time. The Trump administration is criticizing a federal judge who stopped the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect. CBS's Erica Brown has more from the White House.
Just weeks after the Supreme Court issued a ruling limiting the ability of judges to issue nationwide injunctions blocking presidential